This is called The Climb. The Holy Spirit reminded me of a time that He showed me my spiritual growth with vision. In this vision, I was climbing a mountain. The mountain was wide and difficult to grab as I went up higher. He showed me when I started. I stared at it and I began to make excuses to everything that could go wrong while climbing. I began to have an emotional distress as I allowed fear to take over my thoughts. After all the drama, the Holy Spirit said, "Do you trust me?" I said, "I trust you with my life." He said, "Start climbing." I remember how detailed the vision was, how I had to look at which spaces were open and how it could fit my foot and my hands. In the vision, I had nothing to protect me from physical harm. My hands were bare and I was only climbing with the shoes I was wearing. I received no words but to start climbing. My confidence was high when I began climbing because it seemed that I could maneuver from one place to the next without difficulty. The entire time, the Holy Spirit was talking me through each level. At that point, I was overconfident. I started moving faster than He instructed. Then I realized after a few more steps and grabbing hold of a few more stones, everything changed. Felt different. The wind was different. I had less space to place my feet. I struggled to grab the stones because it was sharp, making it difficult for me to grip, and it hurt my hand. But I had to hold on and reposition myself. I looked to my left, I looked to my right, and everything was almost flat. I looked back, and then I looked down. Fear made my body feel cold. I couldn't believe I was so high up, and I didn't know how to get through this difficult spot. To go higher. I called out to the Lord in a panic. It was silent. I really started to get scared. I stayed there until I realized I had to climb in order to get past the edges that seemed unstable. I had to reposition my feet, make them flat up against the mountain, one foot at a time. I had to position my hands differently to work around the sharp parts of the stone. And then I had to hug the mountain so I was able to go up. When I saw the next level, I could change positions when I looked up, but I saw some new formations in the mountain that required a mature response and not an emotional panic. The Holy Spirit said, "I was here watching the whole time. Do you understand what happened?" I said, "Yes." I climbed the next level differently, slowly, knowing what was different was not opposition, but an opportunity to stretch myself to being uncomfortable to gain more knowledge about the climb. I was never in danger. Foot might have slipped. The silence, to me, showed me two things. What the Holy Spirit said versus what I was feeling. Man, what a vision. The Holy Spirit had me climb the mountain to stand at the top of the mountain to speak Mark 11:23-24 to a mountain about three times larger. Mark 11:23, "I assure you most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will." Verse 24, "For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe with confidence, trust that you have received them and they will be given to you." I have a few questions for you. Did you start your climb? If yes, where are you in your climb? Are you moving with ease or dealing with some rugged places? Are you still staring at the mountain, making excuses about the climb? Or did you go back down and walk away? Remember, the Holy Spirit met you there. If the Lord allows, I will share with you what was on the other side of that mountain that fell down. I want you to be encouraged, be blessed. Don't allow your mountains, either climbing or speaking, to intimidate you in any way. Amen.